It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The commission that will redraw the maps for Colorado's congressional elections is off to a rocky start. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
At their third meeting ever, the state's independent congressional redistricting commissioners fired their chairman. The bipartisan group had previously selected Danny Moore, a Republican entrepreneur, to lead them. Then reporters discovered his Facebook posts with unfounded accusations about a, quote, Democrat steal in the election and references connecting the pandemic to Chinese people. Moore says he was just trying to start a conversation, but other commissioners say he undermined the public's trust in their work, with one questioning his ability to tell fact from fiction. The group voted unanimously, including the other three Republicans, to remove him as chair. He will remain on the commission. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coors Field will host this year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game, CPR's Vic Vela reports.
Atlanta's loss is Denver's gain. Last week, the league moved the game out of Georgia over a new law that critics call an attack on voting rights. Since then, Colorado leaders had been calling on the league to bring the game to Denver. Now, the Midsummer Classic will in fact move up in altitude to Coors Field. This will be the first time since 1998 that the All-Star Game will be played in Denver. The game is scheduled for July 13th. Ticket information hasn't been announced yet. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
The Rockies host the Arizona Diamondbacks at Coors Field tonight. The cog railway that runs up Pikes Peak is taking ticket reservations once again after a multi-year overhaul. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The cog railway closed in late 2017 in need of major renovation to its rare crank-based track system. That work is finishing up, and the new train is just about ready to clank up the 9 miles to the 14,000-foot summit of Pikes Peak. The attraction is a major economic driver for the small mountain town of Manitou Springs. The railway doesn't officially open until late May, but you can now reserve tickets on their website. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Today is Election Day in Colorado Springs. 21 candidates are running for 6 seats on the city council. Voters can turn in their ballots through 7 p.m. And this morning, it's 51 degrees in the Springs. In Denver, 46. This is CPR News.